Hi guys, Miss Cynthia here, and thanks so much for joining me today on Listen and Learn with Me podcast. I hope that each one of you are doing very well, and I hope that you have truly had a wonderful day. If you are a new listener here, thank you so much for joining us today. I truly appreciate you. I'm so glad that you found our podcast. I always encourage new listeners to go back and listen to previous episodes. They are so beneficial and they are slam-packed with some very fun content that I'm sure that you will enjoy. So if you decide to go back and listen to previous episodes, break them up. Listen to a few here, listen to a few there. You don't have to listen to them all at the same time. It's literally over 100 episodes. So take your time and listen and have some fun with that, okay? If you are a regular listener, thank you so much for returning. You know I truly appreciate you, and I'm so glad that you have made it back. You know the drill. You know we have so much cool fun on this podcast talking about cool and exciting subjects. So sit back, relax, grab your notebooks. If you have a Listen and Learn with Me journal, grab that as well. If you don't, the link for that is in the show notes, so be sure to connect with your parents if they can get you one. Be sure to connect with grandmother if they could get you one. Or if you don't need one or feel like you don't need one, just grab a piece of paper and a sticky note and a pen. Let's get to writing down some cool content, okay guys? So, I always like to start off by sharing my day. Today was super, super busy for me, but that is all good. It was a lot of fun. I was very productive with my emails for work and phone calls for work. I was super productive with those things, which was very exciting. So I'm glad I had an opportunity to do those. And also, I had an opportunity to relax today. So that was also so much fun. So I said, hey, it is podcast episode recording time, and I said, let me just jump right into it. So today, our topic is going to be about finding the power to succeed. Now, I know, guys, this is more of a serious topic. And you guys are probably like, Miss Cynthia, we're still in the midst of summer break. And I know that's okay. But guess what, guys? It's really important to start planning for things. Even if you might be on a little mini vacation, it is very important to relax, but it's also important to think about what the upcoming big task that you have in your life is going to be like for you, and are you prepared for it? So if you are getting ready to go into the next grade level or elementary school or middle school or high school or college or getting out into the workforce, guess what? It's important for you to start thinking about a plan so that you can be prepared, okay? So I want to talk to you about just a couple of tips that you can use as you work towards finding the power to succeed. And before I get into those tips, success can mean anything to you. You may want to achieve doing things around the house in a timely fashion without someone asking you to do so. You may want to achieve at passing a test that you've been studying very, very hard for. There may be several things that you want to accomplish and achieve, but it's important for you to find the power within yourself to succeed. So, the first thing I want to tell you to do, or you know, recommend you do, is think about where you want to be and make a plan to get there. Okay? I'll say that again. Think about where you want to be and make a plan to get there. The plan that you make should literally be in steps. So step one, step two, step three, and so on. If step one is creating a date that you want to have a big goal accomplished by, go ahead and say, I want to finish reading a novel by August 20th. Okay? and whether that's August 20th, 2022 or August 20th, 2023, set that date so that you know you have an end date to look forward to, right? And then you establish what you want your step two and your step three to be. If you want to read 15 minutes a day, if you want to read every other day, if you want to read once a week, do what is most comfortable for you, all right? Because again, that, my friends, is extremely important, okay? So with that being said, let's move right on along to the second tip. My second tip for you when it comes to finding the power within yourself to succeed is get with friends and make plans with one another. Support your friends along the way. And if you feel like you need support as well, encourage your friends to support you along the way as well, because those things are so very important. When you all have teamwork and you work together to be your best and do your best, guess what, guys? Guess what? Everything else normally falls into place, right? Which is really important. So get with those friends, ask them what their goals are, ask them how they want to strive to find the power within to succeed. If they might be struggling or finding things challenging, connect with them and say, hey, what can I do to make this better for you? And don't be afraid to say, hey, this is what I need for you or from you to make this better for me, this journey better for me. Okay? So get with them, talk it out, write their thoughts down, write your thoughts down, and go from there. The third and final tip, many of my regular listeners, you guys already know probably what this tip is. It is, drum roll please, always asking adults for help. And I laugh, but it's true. It's one of the most easiest things that you can do. And just because I use that as a tip three, I should say, just because I use that as a tip three, that doesn't mean that you can't do that first, okay? That could be step one for some of you guys, which is okay. Always ask those adults for help, whether, again, it's teachers, parents, grandparents, therapists. Always ask for help, because when you ask someone for help and you have the courage and the ability to ask someone for help, most oftentimes things go very smoothly, okay? So keep those things in mind. Take your time to think about this, okay? This was some pretty detailed content for you all. So take your time to think about it. And again, if you have to pause the episode to write more things down, if you want to rewind things or rewind this episode to think more about things and gather more information and just put some thoughts into play, I think that's an outstanding idea to do. So go for that, okay? In the meantime, do your best and be your absolute best, and also continue to have so much fun and an outstanding summer this summer, okay? Thank you all for tuning in. I appreciate you and parents. If you were able to hear everything that I just shared, I want to just say to you, thank you for continuing to have your kiddos join us each and every week. Continue to foster their development and continue to watch them grow and support them along the way. That positive development that you share with them and as you guide them through their day-to-day is so important. So I thank you all for tuning in and having your kiddos tune in as well. Now, here's the contact information. If you need to reach me for anything, feel free to connect with me at the website. It is listenandlearnllc.com. My email address is listenandlearnllc@gmail.com. We do have two locations for our amazing social skills company. Listen and Learn has a physical location in Kansas City. We have a virtual location in the Kansas City, Zona Rosa area. We have a physical location in the Kennesaw, Georgia area. So feel free to email me if you want to stop by. All of our appointments are by appointment only, so be sure that you email me so I can get you on our roster to be added to the list for an appointment, and we can go from there, okay? I'd be super excited to have you connect with us. Like I said, you have a free consultation. I share that in other episodes as well. You have a free consultation by phone. If you want to get that scheduled, you can email me as well, and we can talk about the things that your kiddos like, dislike, and just overall need when it comes to social skills or any other type of developments, life developments. We are also available on Facebook. My Facebook business page is Listen and Learn LLC, Kennesaw GA. So you can find all the cool photos and videos and just all the fun up-to-date things that we do in our social skills group, in our learning lessons and learning sessions, on our Zoom calls. We have it all, okay? So connect with us there. Also, feel free to connect with us wherever you listen to your podcast. Anchor.fm, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Amazon Alexa, wherever you listen, we are there. I believe that is it, you all. I want to continue to encourage each and every one of you to be great. And until we meet again, let's boost our social skills. Bye for now.